Greetings, Creepazoids. This is your pal Joey Wade here with a quick programming note. Just wanted to quickly wish everybody a happy fall. Hope you're getting your spooky season off on the right foot. And wanted to let you know that coming up in October, it's our favorite time of the year. It's home for the horror days. We've got a couple of wild episodes lined up for you, and I hope you all enjoy that as much as we enjoy producing it. And yeah, that's that. So for now, just grab yourself a frosty cold one or a piping hot cup of Joe and sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's stocking stuffer.
Yeah, 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 come and take a look at the snow. Bright white as far as your eyesight goes. Come and take a look at the fields of snow. I'll just get my coat, then we're good to go. Come and take a look at the lake. Let's have a quick skate before it gets late. Come and take a look at the frozen lake. Put your clothes on, mate, don't make that mistake.
Greetings, holiday shoppers. There are X number of shopping days left until Christmas. We don't know when we're going to be releasing this episode, but you're listening to it, so that means it's out. This is an episode of Christmas Creeps Stocking Stuffer Edition. That means we are discussing an episode of television Christmas tonight. I'm Joseph Wade. I'm your host. Here with me tonight are my co-hosts, Johnny Five, the human robot.
Hello. This is how I talk on stuffers now.
Jonathan has upgraded to the gritty detective voice for this episode. And Mr. Bradford is here as well. Brad.
Pot of black.
Pot of black. Greetings, friends. It's been a minute since we've been able to just sit and talk about TV for a minute, for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally been since COVID started the last time we did one of these. But Brad, you were the one who really spearheaded this episode tonight. So tell us what we're watching, or what we have watched.
So we watched episode 3 of season 1 of Nirvana the Band the Show, titled The Bean. And it is a Christmas episode. I feel like stuffers are usually an excuse for us to talk about something that we enjoy and something we've been excited about. And I recently binge watched the first season of Nirvana the Band the Show, so I inflicted it upon you all. For those now, yeah, go on.
Yeah, for the uninitiated, explain the concept of Nirvana the Band the Show, because I've seen a few of these. I still don't feel like I understand it.
So Nirvana the Band the Show was originally a web series filmed by a couple of people, but it stars two people, Matt and Jay, who are in a quote-unquote band called Nirvana the Band. And it is literally just Jay on the piano and Matt doing spoken word. So they're not really a band. And the series is all about their misguided attempts to get a show at a venue in Toronto known as the Rivoli. It's kind of set up in a cartoon format where they're always trying to come up with some scheme to get a show at the Rivoli and inevitably fail every single time.
I think at one point you described it to me as being very much like Ed, Ed, and Eddie, and they're never in quest for Jawbreakers.
pretty much. It's got that sort of like, there's a continuity, but not much. And it's more of like, just like a weekly format, which is, it's a good format for this kind of comedy. The other thing about it is that some of it, not all of it, is filmed on location without permission, which is a recent development. Because of fair use laws, they can do that and film people without really getting their permission. So
yeah, there's a very sort of like, I don't want to call it just improv comedy, but it's very like man on the street kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a bit of man on the street stuff, but it's a little different than a lot of that. Cause usually with man on the street stuff, like the joke's on the rando, but that's not really kind. It's kind of not, it's not really the case here. I don't know. Anyhow.
Yeah. It's more, I guess, about them inflicting their comedy on an unsuspecting public for the purposes of the narrative, I guess.
Right, right.
If that makes sense. So, yeah, I guess the first thing I need to ask is J-Man, what's your first impression of this?
It's pretty good. I kind of want to go and watch the rest of it. I'm going to stop doing that voice now because it hurts.
Okay, thank God.
Oh, well, if it annoys you, I'm going to go do some more then. No, I like the show. It's a live action cartoon, and that's incredibly my jam, and I want to watch more of it.
It's all on archive.org if you want to go, and we'll have a link to it.
I really enjoyed the fact that it was a Home Alone parody, because it parodied all of the things about Home Alone that you don't think about usually.
Exactly, right?
But also, it's all the things that you absolutely remember if you've ever seen Home Alone.
Yeah.
Like, the references are very laser-focused and specific, but, like, it works.
Yes.
Yeah, the tone of Buzz telling Kevin about Old Man Marley, like, that it is pitch perfect.
Yeah. Like, it's so much better than just, like easy reference humor. Like, hey, remember Home Alone? Like, well, yeah, everybody remembers Home Alone, but you play the music and you do the lines, like, and it's just, like, it takes you back. It works so well.
It's you're spot on there. It's very good, and the references go beyond like a lazy hey remember this to, and they work it into the actual narrative, which is really right. Fun.
So I guess the story of this episode in particular, they're trying to get noticed by the Rivoli by attempting to take part in the annual Christmas parade.
Without permission.
Right? Without permission. It's like, as the episode begins, they've basically already concocted the scheme of getting into the Christmas parade. And we kind of just find them in the middle of hatching this plan to build a set and a stage, rather, or a float. And it's just kind of taken as a given that they're going to get it into the parade.
Right. A lot of it's done in flashback. This episode's called The Bean because the episode starts at like almost midnight the night prior to the parade. And then it's them up from, you know, 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. recalling why they possibly couldn't get to sleep. And we see them drink copious amounts of coffee. And of course, it's never put together in the actual episode that they're up because of coffee.
Including several usual suspects, not just references, but clips. From...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
I absolutely love the fact that it's a Home Alone parody, but the thing it most ham-fistedly references is the usual suspects.
It's very good.
It's just so... what's the word? It's just such a non sequitur, but it's perfect for this episode. I don't know that I'm going to have a lot to say about this because it's just like, yeah, I enjoy the references and I appreciate the way it's pulled off. And I like this. I don't know what else to say about it.
I mostly wanted to trot this out because I knew both of you would enjoy this a lot, honestly.
Yeah, they go through all these flashbacks and it's all like, it is all like, leaning on the fourth wall, but the fourth wall is just crappy drywall and you fall through it halfway.
Right.
They are arguing about who gets to do the flashback and whose flashback is right. They do a commercial cutaway like they're on a talk show and argue about which one of them is doing it correctly. In the end, they realize that what happens is coffee makes you sleepy. That's what their conclusion is.
Oh goodness gracious!
And also there's a central like sequence in this episode that's like a direct parody of Kevin in Home Alone being chased by the wet bandits into like a church nativity scene, and then it's revealed that Jay is chasing Matt.
Oh no, Matt's chasing Jay.
Matt's chasing Jay in a stolen vehicle. A stolen vehicle by apparently, what's it called? The
Queen Street Strangler.
He's chasing him in a stolen vehicle, stolen from the Queen Street Strangler, which is like an entirely other subplot that does not have any pertinence to this episode.
Yeah, the Old Man Marley story he tells him is about the Queen Street Strangler who like got his hands around a guy's neck, got him to the ground, took his wallet, his passport, and a first generation iPod, and then did quote penis stuff.
Took out his penis and did penis stuff. Oh.
I love it.
This is amazing.
But then, like, the very ramshackle parade float that they sort of throw together is mind-boggling. Because they try to work in, like, a scary Christmas song, which is just, Carol of the Bells. And they put the Michael Jordan standee from Home Alone on it for some reason. They have a giant papier-mâché head of Dracula.
Yeah,
I do not know why.
I think it's because they were talking about the Grim Reaper, and then they got confused whether the Grim Reaper was, or Dracula, which one was which.
So I don't know Dracula. Why they have these papier-mâché heads, but they show up in earlier episodes, so it's not necessarily related to that.
So they're just using
heads
basically what they have.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll just start pulling in personal experience here. Having taken part in a number of, like, local Christmas parades, I've seen this float before a dozen times.
Thank you. I was hoping your parade float experience would come into this.
And I'm not here to, like, make fun of people's, you know, crappy parade floats. I'm just saying that, like, the very DIY, homemade quality of this parade float shines through. Like, even a bad float like this, I can appreciate. Like, the last parade I was in, I think it was 2 years ago because of COVID, it was a funeral home, and they decided they were going to make their parade float just like a monster truck covered in gremlins. And it literally was. It was like a truck with a huge lift kit, and they just put like gremlin puppets on the truck, and that was the whole float. That was their whole entry into the parade.
Huh.
Okay.
As an advertisement for a funeral home, not great. As a goofy thing to put in a Christmas parade, pretty good.
Okay.
I can respect it. I respect the hustle.
I think it works as an ad because you're like, you know, what funeral home should we use? Oh, what about the Gremlin Monster Truck funeral home?
I mean, yeah. As
evidenced by the fact that I'm talking about it 2 years later on a podcast. There you go. But yeah, sometimes you see like the saddest Grinch costume you've ever seen.
Looks more just like a green onesie that's been worn five too many times.
Yep, and in five too many Christmas parades. Oh yeah. So like, I get it. I understand the hustle.
I want to break down their float idea because it's amazing. So yeah, they want to play a Christmas song that's scary. With one of them dressed as the Grim Reaper, and they're also throwing out money
because he watched
the Joker from Batman,
specifically the Tim Burton Batman, right?
And, no, and there's a specific line about how, like, oh no, the Asian families will love it.
Yeah.
and then at the end, when they're doing pictures with like the people at the float, all of the people at the float are Asian.
Yeah. Like, they weren't wrong, but like, damn, dude, really?
Yeah, it's true, but he shouldn't say it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an interview with the two creators of this, Matt and Jay, and they said that it's basically they're only playing in a character in so much that it's like the only part of them that's not them is when they do a homophobia or a racism. It's like, other than that, it's them. Which is
a nice
cover to have, but still.
A pretty convenient, like, get out of racism jail free card.
Yeah, it is, but
I mean it works though because it's specifically that it's the kind of dumb guy racism.
That's what they're saying. This is like, these are two guys who mean well, but it's like they haven't learned anything from since the 90s kind of deal.
Right, as evinced by the fact that like they're turbo obsessed with Home Alone.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Ugh.
Yeah, this is a real good time, y'all. It's kind of different from some of the Christmas episodes we've watched for this show.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to just doing animation or just
normal sitcoms.
Yeah, like the normal sitcom structure, and
it does not have structure, but in a good way.
Well, there is a structure, but it's very complex and very intricate, but that's also part of the joke.
Yes.
And so it's difficult for me to like sort of quantify it, but I mean, I enjoyed this. I would watch it again. Come Christmas, I might put it on. That's all I can rightly say about it.
It is a manic 22 minutes, and it's fantastic. Pretty much from start to finish.
And we watch a lot of things where it's an episode where the episode is just a parody of a Christmas movie, especially Christmas ones. I mean, there are episodes where they parody movies, and that's the point of the episode, but Christmas movies are especially pervasive for that. And this is absolutely both one of the best and worst examples of it. Like, it's the best because it is one of the best episodes, and it's the worst because, like, their parody has nothing to do with what's going on.
Yeah,
exactly. It's the parody is incidental to the plot. Also, it's super important to the plot.
Oh boy.
Any other thoughts as this episode goes?
Well, we should use our old tried and true stocking stuffer quantification. Would you put this in a playlist to have on in the background at a Christmas party?
The Christmas party would be me watching Christmas shows. So okay, yeah.
Sorry. Let me rephrase that, because I think that we said that wasn't a good quantifier. Would you put this in like a Christmas episode playlist that you would create?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
There we go. Yeah,
because for a party, this would either kill the party dead because everybody is weirded out and just like, all right, fine, I guess I'll go home, or everybody stops the party to watch it, you know?
Yeah, I think that's why we did away with that metric before, and I totally forgot because it's been 2 years since I've done a stuffer. So
something like that.
Sorry, would you add this to a Christmas show playlist?
Yeah, I think I would.
The premise of the show is simple enough. They're trying to get their quote band played at the Rivoli, that you don't need to like watch a previous episode to get what's going on, so it stands well on its own as well.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's not I guess the standard for like serious Christmas specials is like the Hey Arnold Christmas special, which is kind of bleak, if I'm being honest. But it's very sweet, but also it's very serious. And this is like the absolute the polar opposite of that.
Not sweet and not serious at all.
Not serious at all, but kind of sweet in a weird goofball kind of way.
Towards the end, maybe a little bit, I guess.
I can appreciate that. Like, it's just two guys being friends having fun at Christmas. I can appreciate that.
What's better than this?
All told, they have a nice day after the parade, and they just learn no lessons from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a very, like, Always Sunny kind of quality to that, isn't there?
No learning, no hugs.
Yes.
Exactly. I guess that's Seinfeld, but it's the same difference. Right. Yeah, what do you guys think?
I like it. I thought you both would enjoy it, which is why
I did, and now I want to watch the rest of this, and I want to make Karen watch the rest of it, too.
I think she would really enjoy it, too, so please, please do, and tell me what you think.
Listeners, what we're saying is this show is extremely our jam, and it's laser-focused to us.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a good comparison would be it feels like it might be what if Flight of the Conchords was made by assholes?
Yes.
Basically. And you know what? That's A-okay.
Yes.
There's room for all of that here. So, yeah, this show, as far as I'm aware, is only streaming on available on archive.org.
I mean, it's also available to purchase at, you know, where streaming things are found, but I believe the original the creators put it on archive.org, so have at it. Like, it clearly hasn't been taken down, and it's been up for quite a while, so go watch it.
And that was something I wondered too, because like there's so many like licensed clips in this episode in the show, and I wonder if this show had gotten taken down because of like some copyright shenanigans.
I think that's the reason why it still exists, is maybe I think he put it on archive.org and claimed fair use so that he could use those clips, which is, so I'm saying the clips may actually be the reason it is on archive.org, if that makes sense in a roundabout way. Because if he was making, you know, if he didn't make it freely available, then he could claim that he's making a profit off of it. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's why it's on archive.org. But if you want to support them, it's available elsewhere to purchase. It was originally on Vice, actually, I think.
That's yeah, wild.
Viceland, their television
well, I guess,
channel.
I guess all I'm really trying to say is, like, it, you know, good. You can watch it on archive.org, but don't feel like you're ripping anybody off because the producers put this up there themselves.
Yeah, uploaded yes. by Nirvana, the band of the show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there you
so
have it.
So don't worry about that.
Yep.
Whew. Guys, this has been a whirlwind podcasting tour for us. We've recorded two things in a day, and boy, are my arms tired.
I felt like we also needed a palate cleanser after what we just went through prior to this, just to peel the curtain.
You mean drinking that Skittles beer?
Yeah.
That I had?
Yeah. For those of you who don't want to dig back to find what episode that is, we just finished recording 12 Christmas Wishes, : for my dog, and... and that was really bad and very boring, and so we treated
ourselves.
We treated ourselves. We were moved to do this.
Yeah, we were moved to tears by that, so we had to move on and treat ourselves to something better. So that's, you know, I think that's where we're gonna leave it, because these stocking stuffers are meant to be kind of short and sweet. So we all heartily recommend this show and this episode. So go check it out. If you want to recommend another TV show for us to check out, Christmas episodes only, please. Send those to us at xmascreeps@gmail.com or tweet at us at Christmas Creeps on Twitter. You know, do all the fun podcast stuff, like, comment, subscribe, Apple, Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts, go do the thing. And yeah, that's going to do it for Christmas Creeps Stocking Stuffer Edition. So until next time, I'm Joseph Wade.
I'm Bradford.
And I'm Johnny Five, the human robot, doing the voice again.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.